I was on the slider.
Oh, I made myself dizzy.
All that breathing.
You need blood to your head.
And welcome to the Wednesday Bible Conversation for the Winnipeg Covenant Churches. This is Gavin.
This is Eric.
This is Cody.
And that's a wrap.
Yeah.
After 162 episodes over the course of more than 3 years, we are bringing to conclusion this podcast, at least in this rendition. So, after what was a really fun wrap-up party last night in Cody's backyard, the weather was perfect, the company was sublime, the conversation was lovely, we just thought we'd share a few final thoughts with you. Clink our mugs together for what has been both a very fun and a very life-giving routine, I think I could fairly say, in all of our lives. So, listen in to some closing thoughts and reflections today. Contribute maybe your own thoughts and reflections, your responses in the comment section of the post on winnipegcovenant.ca, or engage a friend or two in some conversation. We will invite you one more time here to pay attention, because God is speaking in the scriptures. Pay attention. God is speaking in your own heart. And pay attention. God is speaking in the wisdom of one another.
That's been a good run.
Been a heck of a run.
It's been a good
run. Yeah.
You guys have a good time last night?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about those beans?
Oh.
Shout out to those pickled beans.
Shout out to the pickled beans.
I want to shout out the beans themselves.
Oh, they were good.
Thanks, Heather. Did you get a recipe for those or something?
A little taste of summer.
I did.
Yeah.
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 It was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we are, guys.
Here we are. It's
disheveled.
Dizzying to think how many of these you've done.
Well, we know how many. That's 162.
I've done 162.
He's done 162.
That many, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have done
not that many.
Most of the rest. most of them.
I don't know. Five or
maybe you've
six
missed
six or seven.
Yeah, somewhere probably maybe 10. Cody, maybe a few more than that. But it has largely been the three of us. And and then we've been lucky to have some friends join us along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, to the warm-up,
yeah.
As Eric likes to say, I prepared a brief statistical summary just to sort of...
Oh, my goodness. This is really your specialty.
100
numbers
and 62 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
66 books of the Bible with some special episodes along the way, depending how you count them, dozen or so.
Yeah.
That is well north of 100 hours of us talking about the Bible. So there is something floating around in the internet somewhere. There is something like 4.5 to 5 straight days of us talking about the Bible and jibba jabbing about snacks.
Oh my goodness.
So
one day of that is snacks.
Yeah.
One day of that is snacks.
And like probably no less than 10 hours of talking about jets and bombers.
Oh, yeah. Praise God, by the way.
There's something in the region. It's hard to count because, you know, things are used over multiple platforms and we're not spending money on high-end analytics or anything, but something in the region of 10,000 different streams of the podcast that have happened over the last three and a bit years, in the region of 300 and some listeners. Hmm. I think we tried to do a head count the other day. We've had, I think, 8 people chip in on these recordings in addition to the three of us. So let's just try to name them off. So there's Gavin and Eric and Cody.
Mm-hmm. Julia.
Jeff.
Shannon. Riley.
Mark.
And Vandersloos and Sean Dick. Evan DeWald.
Oh,
yes.
And Gus.
Gus was on 2 episodes.
Oh, the bring your kid to work fiasco.
Take your kid to work day.
Is that only 10? I think we missed one. Who do we forget?
I'm sure they'll let us know.
It's the danger of naming people.
Yeah.
Who are we forgetting?
Was somebody on when I was gone just recently?
I'll tell you who's not on there. Megan.
Oh,
thanks for nothing, Megan.
She won't hear that.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, man. Hey, I don't know. This is just going to be a super casual conversation just to wrap up here. I wanted to kind of go all the way back to the beginning. I actually went back this afternoon just before we got here, and I listened to the first episode that we ever recorded. It was crazy, man. We were like, it would have been the last Wednesday in March.
Yeah.
And so we were like 10 days into the pandemic or something like that.
Yeah.
And we were already talking about like how lifeless people were. And Cody went on this whole thing. He was talking about like looking into people's eyes and just seeing the deep fatigue. 10 days into the pandemic. Got worse, folks. It got worse.
Oh, my goodness.
But here's a quick trivia question for you guys. I'm sure you know the answer to this one. What was the first book we discussed? A, the Gospel of Mark. B, the Book of Acts.
No.
C, the Gospel of Matthew. Or D, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Oh.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cody mentioned it yesterday.
C.
It was
Matthew.
It was Matthew.
Matthew was the first book we discussed. Yeah. And if you go all the way back, and it's like, I don't know, the recording technology we were using was a little different. We were just like huddled around one little microphone.
Yeah.
You could hear pages crinkling and flipping and stuff like that. Yeah. I just wanted to ask you guys, like, what is it that you remember about the beginning of the podcast? Maybe there's a story, an image, or like a hope as we began that journey. What do you remember from the very beginning of doing these conversations?
I think just how haphazard it was. Yeah. Yeah. It was like, well, we have to do something to keep our jobs, so we may as well get together
and make work stuff.
You know, do this. We're not allowed to be with people, so we need to somehow get something out there into the ether.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't actually remember back at that time. Somebody asked last night at the party if we were even allowed to be together. I'm sure at some point we weren't, which is why we did
a lot
on Zoom.
We did a handful on Zoom.
But at the beginning, I do remember huddling around and, you know, getting some laughs. And the first few times we did it, I think we sort of maybe found our rhythm a bit, and sort of what we just brought was ourselves. And I think maybe that first one we were nervous and we were like, what do you actually do in this?
Yeah.
What is a podcaster supposed to do, sound like?
And you brought this up last night at the party, Cody, that the three of us were, I think we're sitting at my dining room table, and we're sort of like trying to put our heads together on how we could offer something to our communities in that season of the very early beginning of the pandemic portion of life. And I don't remember if it was my idea or not, but the idea of a podcast had come up. And had either of you ever even listened to a podcast before?
I still haven't.
Yeah, no.
I don't listen to
podcasts.
We're
not podcast listeners.
I like podcasts.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. But it sort of was imagined almost as like, how do you substitute like a small group experience?
Yeah.
Like, how do you create a digital approximation of friends sitting together in a living room, sipping coffee, talking about the Bible? And we were like, maybe if we do a conversation that looks like what the podcast became, maybe that's how. And in some ways, I think we, you know, it's not the same as actually, you know, rhythms of hospitality and all those kinds of things. But there are parts of it that were better.
Yeah.
I mean, just the like the faithfulness of it. Like, I know some people that are like pretty diligent in small group rhythms. I don't know many people that have done like 160 some consecutive weeks of small group without hardly missing. And
with the homework.
Yeah, with the homework.
It'd be like small group with homework.
Imagine you told your small group this week, okay, guys, read Leviticus before we show up. They're like, I think I got something on next week. I can't be here.
Well, we'll be there. There was actually plenty of hospitality. There was many times there'd be a pizza or a donut.
It's true. We had some moments of sponsorship.
Something left over somewhere in the fridge and coffees. And it was good.
Yeah, we ate a lot of like leftover snacks from youth group and stuff like that.
For sure. For sure.
Oh, man. We covered a lot of ground. Like, all of it. The whole. I guess we could do like the Apocrypha or something, like Bel and the Dragon and the Maccabees or something. But we covered the 66 books of canonical scripture. What have been your favorite conversations over the history of the podcast? Maybe there's something that sticks out. Maybe it's a particular book that you have like a fond recollection of, or a particular special episode. What tickled your fancy over the last three years or so?
The Psalm series. That one did it for me.
Oh, yeah. We actually did a couple different sort of dives into the Psalms.
Yeah. But the first one, when we did like the sort of Canada Reads thing.
Yes. We did like genres. So we had like imprecatory Psalms, lament Psalms, whatever. But we also, we chose songs that we thought matched with his genre, and we actually made a Spotify playlist, which I got to check if that's still on my Spotify, because that was the craziest playlist you could ever imagine.
It definitely was. I really enjoyed that. It kind of came out of nowhere, but I quite enjoyed that. I also like the Gospels every year. We're just, they were just like fresh water.
Yeah. The Gospels are great.
Yeah.
What about you?
I said last night, at the party, I said I have a distinct memory of Ecclesiastes because it just snowed unendingly in Winnipeg that year, and we were still in the like lockdown stage of things, and Ecclesiastes, I just had it just on repeat for hours while I was shoveling freaking snow away from my house. And I think I also mentioned last night that eventually even the scriptures that you didn't really connect with, the more you kind of let it work on you, the more it softened you. Mm-hmm. And even a strange book like that, I remember being like, God does remember us here, and God understands us even in our sort of like, you know, we don't know what's going on. Everything seems like smoke and it's unattainable to reach joy and, you know. that was one of them. I would say I also did that Psalm series where it was just something different, right? We had done the snack thing for so long, and then it was just like a bit of a switch up, and it was nice to think of songs that related to the Psalms.
Mm-hmm. I really liked I loved the format that we've used over the last while. That's sort of like, what's striking you personally? What's the invitation to the community? Wrap it up with a snack and stuff. But I loved the special episodes.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that were like just a little different, a little switcheroo, whether it was like a Holy Week special,
a Christmas special.
We did a Christ the King special. That's weird. Yeah. We did the pastors in cars getting coffee, and we talked about like what the Bible is and how we read it.
Those were fun.
That was, I think, four conversations maybe like that. We did some episodes that were, we just did Chronicles that had sort of a different tone and timbre to the way that we did those conversations. Mm-hmm. Judges was a little bit different. That was a pretty fun one.
That first Christmas special, which was on Zoom because I think we were locked down. And I never laughed so hard as that one. And we had planned to record it, I believe.
It could have been the Christmas cheer that had you laughing.
But I do remember at one point you did something. You maybe showed your tummy or something, and I lost it. And it was just on you with the tummy still because it was pinned on you. But to see Eric and I losing our minds.
Yeah,
I don't know if we ever posted that video or not.
The video is on YouTube somewhere. But I think it doesn't. I'd have to go back and look.
Man. Oh my goodness.
Those specials were a delight for me. I had a good. I love the trivia.
You put so much work into those things.
You did, man.
I did.
God bless you.
Too much work, maybe. Oh, speaking of trivia, here's another trivia question for you. All those books, 66 different books. So think about not individual books, but like an individual episode, because some books took multiple weeks to get through. Some should have taken more weeks, but they didn't. What book provided the text for our longest single conversation over the last 3 years? Which book the longest single? I got multiple choice for you. Okay. A, was it the Psalms? B, Deuteronomy? C, Revelation? Or D, Wonderful Counselor?
Being the Gospels? Oh, boy.
Any guesses?
All together?
No, not all together. So just one standalone episode. which book did it come from?
Oh, okay. I'm like, because we did multiples of some of those. I have a recollection.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question.
I have no idea, but
what Jeremiah were they again? I need one more time.
Psalms, Deuteronomy, Revelation, and
oh,
a throwaway. Wonderful Counselor.
It could have been Deuteronomy.
I'm gonna go with one of those, Deuteronomy or Revelation.
It was Deuteronomy. Yeah. We had an hour and 10 minute conversation. Woo! On Deuteronomy, I think it was 12 through 26. That might have been the one that we went through a whole... It was sort of a special episode, too. We did a bunch of, like, individual questions about, like, types of laws and stuff like that.
Mm. Julia was there.
I think you, me, and Julia did that one. Yeah, I think Cody was away for that one.
We blame Julia. It was her fault.
She's so long-winded.
Cody likes to keep it tight.
Yeah, you know we never would have got an hour 10 if Cody was in.
No.
I would have just left.
He'd be looking at his thing like, come on, boys.
Shortest episode? The very first one.
26 minutes?
It was like 27 minutes, yeah. And then we just got long-winded in our old age. Is there a word, a phrase, a theme that comes to mind for you as you think about the podcast over the last 3 years? Like, maybe just to sum up your experience.
Fruitful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joyful.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, I was just going to say fun. Like, it's just been fun. I've had a blast just reading scripture together with friends and talking about it and having other people, I don't know, make funny comments like 3 weeks after you've recorded something to be like, oh, hey, you know when you said that? And I'm like, no, I don't remember that at all, but that's hilarious that you just listened to that and had a good time with it. Yeah. So, you know, you use the word fruitful, Cody. Let's talk about this maybe. How have we seen the podcast make an impact? We'll do it in two parts. First, in your own life. Second, in the life of your community. How have we seen the fruit show up in your own life and in the lives of our churches, the people in our churches? Let's start with ourselves. What for you personally?
I don't think you can read scripture, that much scripture, even if you don't want to do it, and not be changed a little bit. Like, it's going to produce some fruit in your life. If you do it kicking and screaming, if you do it, you know, whatever, with your eyes closed and I don't care, you know, the Spirit seems to continue to work through the words of the Bible, and we come to meet the risen Jesus, no matter which book you're reading, whether it's Deuteronomy, whether it's the Gospels. And so it was fruitful and for me in the sense that, and I said this last night, the programmatic nature of it, of being held to it, and to some extent we made it like part of our job description, so it was like we didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
That actually was not bad. It was good. and last night was just a reminder that other people also found it fruitful in their lives, and that was just the added bonus. For one person, it was being connected to friends at a time where they were in, especially maybe feeling maybe a little bit vulnerable and feeling like some of those connections were really being lost, and so just hearing our voices was good. For another person, it was, you know, almost like this, you know, stepping place into being able to have conversations with their family about scriptures. You talked about, you know, having a conversation with the parents every night, and that was just really neat to hear. I know I had another conversation with someone who literally changed the way that they were going to respond to a person, and ended up being a more gracious response because of something that was said on this podcast. Yeah. That's profound that people actually would do it, would do what it says, right? Yeah. So, lots of fruit.
How for you, Eric? What impacted you personally, and where do you see the impact on the community?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday a little bit, but I wasn't that person that you're talking about, but I did feel lots of times like I changed course because of something one of you guys would say or something that I read, and you know, it met you in real time, in real life. These last 3 years were not all rosy. They were kind of...
I thought they were awesome.
They were kind of not awesome. So it was
It was sometimes like a balm, and then it was at other times like
a bomb.
Yeah, a little bit.
A balm.
Yeah,
and a bomb.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. It had like yeah, it had a little heat that was not welcome at times. Mm. But I think that it's weird because my word was joy on one hand, but my other word would probably be discipline. And so yeah, there was something there about there was joy in the discipline. And I think if we were less disciplined at it, I actually think it would have been less joyful.
Hmm.
But I guess we'll never know because we were pretty disciplined. But yeah, for me, it just, it, as a pastor, as a human, I mean, oftentimes we read the scriptures because we need to for something, for a small group or a sermon or something. Yeah. To just read the scriptures because that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
It was pretty revolutionary. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for like impact on the community?
I would say, yeah, I mean, just tons of little anecdotes. But then I would say the big one, and someone mentioned it last night, I think it was a return to our life as covenanters. And, you know, we were hundreds of years ago sitting around in conventicles, like small groups before small groups were cool.
Yeah.
And talking about the scriptures at a more of a egalitarian level, where it's not just the priests prescribing meaning to it. And I think there was something that we modeled, not as pastors actually, mostly as just three humans, goofy, whatever adjective you want to throw in there, humans, that were engaging the scriptures and trying to be open to what the Spirit might have for us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something there that we can do, even if the podcast is ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I think the impact in my own life, I mean, ditto, I guess, to everything you guys have said, you know, the rhythm and the discipline and all that kind of stuff. Because I wrote all those summaries, I tried to like get a rough calculation on like how much I actually wrote over the last 3 years to do all those summaries. It's somewhere in the region of like a 450 to a 500 page book that I wrote for all those summaries.
I'm glad we're not paying you by page.
Yeah.
Per page.
Checks in the mail.
And like single spaced pages of text. And there was something about that did something to me. I don't totally know what it was. It like, some of it is just like familiarity, understanding with scripture, like observing patterns and themes. And I like the sort of little catchphrase that we've had since the beginning was pay attention, you know, pay attention to God speaking in the scriptures, pay attention to God speaking in your own life, pay attention to God speaking through the wisdom of one another. And I think that somehow through like reading and writing and speaking and listening, it's all become like a package deal for me learning how to pay attention better to what God is actually doing. And so for me personally, I think that's been like the impact. As far as our community, what that's looked like, I mean, I'll just go back to some of those stats, like that there have been, I don't know, like I'll say thousands of hours of people thinking about scripture because of this silly thing that we've been doing on Wednesdays for the last few years. Thousands of hours of like man hours, woman hours, whatever you want to call it. Thousands. That's crazy.
Thousands.
There's not anything that we have done that would probably compared to that outside of maybe just like the rhythm of Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you would like our churches to pay us our wages to just come on Wednesday and keep doing this. And that's all. 'Cause that's been the most fruitful thing we've done.
People, People like to joke about how pastors only work one day a week. I'd say it's pretty clear we at least work 2 days a week.
Sunday and Wednesday. Yeah.
Plus listening while we do our driveways. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, 300 plus households engaged. That's not a... I mean, we're not big churches. Like, we're not...
No.
We're nothing impressive, but like that's 300 individuals, couples, families.
Like, yeah, and people beyond, you know, just like, you know, yeah, the Winnipeg perimeter, yeah, and like people further afield, friends, yeah, across Canada and the U.S.
Hmm. Yeah, I definitely want to make a shout out to the people that know us that have been in our communities, but even beyond the sort of perimeter,
yeah,
who have hung in there with us and stayed connected with us. And yeah, shout out to you people.
All y'alls.
Yeah. He didn't want to start naming him because he'd forget one.
Yeah.
We know who you are.
Or we do know. We? You know who you are anyway. How about this? This could be tricky, considering I just sprung this on you a few minutes ago. But there's 66 books that we've covered here. You got a lot of turf to choose from. What's maybe one verse or one little section of scripture that you want to leave the community with as like an invitation or a word of encouragement? I can go first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, maybe because it's fresh in my head, but it also has like some backstory for me. We're going through Acts together as churches right now. And so this is something I was reading a little while ago. We did some prayer with our colleagues and used some of this scripture, including this verse and around it. And way back in 2020, when I had what I'll call the world's worst sabbatical, it was still a sabbatical, so I can't complain that much, but it was mostly I sat in my living room. But I did a lot of like prayer work, at least in that time. And this was stuff that had come to my mind in that season as well, these words from Acts 17. It's Paul talking to a group of people, and he's talking about like the revelation of what God has done and the work of Jesus Christ. And he says, God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from any one of us. Mm. For in him we live and move and have our being. And just that picture of like what God has given to us in his revelation is like available for us to grab hold of. It's like there for us to seek. He's not far away. He's close. He's right here. We can meet with him, not just read about him, but like meet with him in scriptures, like encounter a real living God, mm-hmm, in the pages of scripture, and realize that in this God that we meet in the pages of scripture, he is the one in whom we live, in whom we move, in whom we have our being. Mm-hmm. And so those verses from Acts 17 are the ones that maybe bubble up in my guts these days.
Mm. I like that.
Word to leave with people.
I like that. There was like that Meet With Me song.
Should we sing it?
I don't even know what it was. It was from like, we haven't sang that song in a long time.
Oh, you know what it is.
That was what was in my head when you were... Yeah. Yeah, when you were saying that.
I think Jerry Hildebrand did that song in church just a few weeks
ago. Did he?
That, yeah. I'm here to meet with you. That one?
Yeah, I think so.
Come and meet with me.
I'm here to find you. Reveal yourself to me as I wait.
As I wait. Yeah.
You make me strong.
Harmony, as I long. Oh, that was the wrong harmony. whatever.
Oh, what about you guys? Verses that seem like a good,
let Eric go
a good
first
word to leave people, yeah, with, an invitation or an encouragement?
I'm going old school. Just your word's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
That is nice.
Psalm 119, 15 or so.
It's good. That was on the a banner at Covenant Heights somewhere. For sure from Psalm 119. Mm-hmm. I also chose a psalm, but mine's earlier, the first one. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. Maybe pay attention. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do.
good stuff.
Yeah.
That is good. We should try that.
I think people have been. I mean, that's the whole idea, like the fruitfulness of it. I mean, in a city like this, yeah. the image of riverbank and trees that are established and, you know, bearing fruit in each season. And there's, I don't know, like, that's the image for me in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
This is, after all, the Winnipeg Covenant Bible conversation.
Yeah. So we've done some Bible.
We've done some Bible
yeah.
in the Covenant Church in Winnipeg. We've had some conversation.
On Wednesdays.
On a podcast. On Wednesdays.
Worst name ever.
That's the name.
yeah. Maybe next time we'll have to call it something like Extreme something or whatever if we do yeah. another podcast in the future. Well, drawn right towards the end here, it only seemed like the right way to finish is to end with the appropriate drink and snack to pair with the last 162 conversations that we've had about scripture. But before we get to your appropriate drink and snack, here's one more trivia question for you.
Oh, no.
I said I went back and I listened to that first episode. Okay, get into your Wayback Machine. Which combination of snacks were the very first combination of snack drink pairings mentioned on the podcast? A, Doritos, Coors Banquet beer, and a ham and Swiss sandwich. That's A.
Mm-hmm.
B is gummy bears, buffalo wings, and hot coffee.
Oh, I like all these.
C, smoked fish, scotch mints, and bourbon.
Mm.
And D is Jell-O salad, fresh bread, and iced tea.
Ooh. Can you give us a little hint of what the passages were?
Yeah, what was the section?
Well, the first book that we looked at was Matthew.
So the first how many
chapters?
We looked
at the first seven chapters of Matthew.
Seven chapters.
So here's the options one more time. A, Doritos, Coors Banquet beer, ham and Swiss. B, gummy bears, buffalo wings, hot coffee. C, smoked fish, scotch mints, bourbon. D, Jell-O salad, fresh bread, iced tea. Any guesses?
Oh, man. I'll just go. I have no idea. I'm going to go with A.
You're going with Doritos, Coors, and ham and Swiss? What are you going with, Eric?
I feel like Doritos would be Cody's very first snack.
It set a trajectory for all my snacks.
He loves chips so much.
Okay. I will say that is not the correct answer, although we did have a side conversation about Doritos for a little while.
Okay.
That's
maybe.
The correct answer is smoked fish, scotch mints, and bourbon.
I had the scotch mints for sure.
You definitely did have the scotch mints. Yeah.
That was the grossest of the three options.
You know what? If you have the fish and you drink the bourbon,
you're going to need a mint.
You might need the mint afterwards. So like kind of came together. So what about, for this whole thing, 162 plus one episodes of talking about the Bible, sharing our own life with one another, reflecting for, on behalf of, toward our community. What do we pair with all of these convos?
I'm going to go with a fictional snack.
What? I love this is that's a legacy move because you have always had the most ridiculous snacks, and I love that you're coming. I don't even know what that means. A fictional
like something
snack
that can't there, be actually
you
ingested?
Can't you can't get this.
Okay,
it's fictional. It's because it's been so dynamic, this experience, and so rich in so many different ways. I was just thinking about that crazy gum that little girl chews in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I knew you were going to say that.
And she's like, I taste roast beef. Now I taste blueberry pudding. It's like all kinds of different.
Yes.
So I'm going with, I don't even remember the name of that gum.
We should research that.
That fictional snack.
Oh,
that's
very
excellent.
Fitting with all the ones that I've done.
It just
yeah.
keeps changing too.
I like that.
That's a really good pick, actually.
That's really good. I was thinking that you were going to say like unicorn sliders or something. We've gone with sliders a lot. Basically, anything on forks has been a slider.
I thought you were just going to go for this one. I was going to say a taco because it's a wrap.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That would be a good one. But I'm saying for the whole kit and caboodle here.
Yeah.
What do you got, Eric?
You know, I got one that's kind of like a little too cliche, and then I got another one that's just very, I think, Winnipeg. So I'll do both. I really, on the cliche side, I mean, bread and cup. Like, it really has been communion-esque for me. Meet with me, you know, God meeting with us in his word. Mm. It's been nothing short of that for me.
Like, sort of sacramental almost. Like, grace experience.
Yeah. Especially, like, one of the episodes, you really went off on, like, basically the sacramental nature of friendship. And I think that's been a thread right through. So if discipline and joy, friendship, two best buddies. The one that I think for me, I'm going with the Kilter Juicy, the IPA.
I love that beer.
It's Winnipeg. It's juicy. This has been a juicy experience, whatever that means to anyone. So it's been really good. Delicious. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
How about you, Gav?
I'll be honest, I totally forgot what I was going to say. I started thinking about I was trying to think about that name of that stupid gum from Willy Wonka.
Oh yeah.
You know, for me, when I was I went to Israel a number of years ago, and I brought back this little pot of date honey, which they, I don't know, people, I think the guide was saying that he's like, this is what honey is usually like talking about in the Bible. Yeah, they're not talking about like bee honey, they're talking about date honey. I know that's probably an obscure thing to get your hands on. Honey would be just as good. I personally love it. I love just like buttered toast with honey on it. And there's, you know, a couple times through the Psalms, it talks about like God's word being sweeter than honey. It's like honey on your lips. And nice. For me, this whole experience has just been an experience of that, like the sweetness of paying attention to God's words as they come across on the page, paying attention to God's words as the Spirit's speaking in my own heart, paying attention to God's words as you guys or the other people who have chipped into the podcast have been mouthpieces for what God is saying. It's just been a sweet, sweet experience. And so I'm going with toast and honey, as a two-year-old Ruben used to say, toast and honey.
That's beautiful.
That's Menno coming out there.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Exactly. Well.
Wow.
This is it.
Yep.
Anybody want to, like, cry, have a group hug or anything
Eric,
like that?
Yeah, Eric, that's kind of my thing, right? It's not Thursday yet, but I'll make an exception.
Do we have that lavender
candle? We have a lavender candle? is a warm bath drawn?
Friends, we will invite you to contribute your thoughts, your responses in the comment section of the post on winnipegcovenant.ca. That site will stay up for at least a while, and the archive of these podcasts will stay up for at least a while, and who knows? Who knows what's going to happen next? I've just had too good of a time to say, like, we're done with this type of conversation. So I would guess that after a season of fallow, we'll probably allow for God to birth something new, maybe in a style like this. So in the meantime, pay attention. Pay attention to how God is speaking in the Scriptures. Pay attention. God is speaking in your own heart. Pay attention. God is speaking in the wisdom of one another.
Signing off, friends. Goodbye. Yeah.
Goodbye, friends!
I like that.